you just for a few minutes what's going on in her life. Isn't she, I'm telling you, she's, how tall are you? 5?
About maybe 5.
5'1", 5'2". But let me tell you, she's pulled down bigger devils than you and I could ever imagine. I guarantee you that. But it's a great honor to have. Would you welcome her and would you honor her? Welcome her tonight.
Thank you. Hallelujah. It's so wonderful to be here this evening. I'd just like to thank God for the opportunity to be here and to stand before you all. I do not think it's coincidence. I believe it is by the grace of God, and I believe it is by appointment, and I believe it's by ordination of God himself. Amen. I'd like to appreciate Pastor Shane and his wonderful, lovely wife. My children are fond of saying Auntie Laura already. It's like they've known her for years, and they had all these plans, and I didn't realize, you know. But anyway, we'll sort that out later. Hallelujah. But I'd just like to appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so, so much. I'm one person who's passionate for God. I love God, so I'll always ask for forgiveness. If I sound a little bit loud or anything, it's because I'm passionate for God, and I feel comfortable that way. So some people feel comfortable quiet. I feel comfortable sometimes when I go a little bit loud. Is that okay? Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I tell you something. There's something that God has put in my spirit this week, and it's a desperate hunger and a thirst for more and more of him. Yeah. Nick went out to preach on Tuesday at Pastor Billy's church and left us home with the children. He came back, and I was busy talking about God, and he said, "Hang on, I found a different person, a different wife from the one I left a few hours ago." And that's how, you know, how wonderful it is to serve God. You don't realize you just go on a tangent. Amen. I'll just read one scripture because I have just a few minutes. Matthew chapter 5, verse 6, which says, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Yes. Amen. Yes. He who hungers and thirsts after righteousness, he who hungers and thirsts after God shall definitely be filled. Amen. The Bible talks about scripture not being broken. The Bible talks about that which is written in the word of God shall definitely be fulfilled. Amen. If we trust God, we believe the word of God, we read it, we believe it, we know it will be made manifest in our lives. So as we, anyone here desperate for God, anyone here desperate for a hunger and a thirst for God, he who's saying, "I'm hungry for you, God. I'm thirsty for you, God. I want more of you, oh God. Lord, what do you want me to do in your kingdom? What do you want me to do in this church? What do you want me to do in my relationship with you? What do you want me to do in my family? I'm hungering. I'm thirsting for you, oh God. But what can I do? How can I go about it?" As we hunger and thirst for a right relationship with God, then we begin to yearn. There is a yearning, a deep desire, like what was going on here this evening. We yearn for more of him. We get desperate. There's like you keep on digging deep. Within you, something gets moving. You know, you find rivers of living water just flowing through your belly as you hunger, as you desperately seek him and desire of him. So we continue to thirst of him. He's there. He's steadfast. It's how much we're willing to give ourselves to him. God is saying, "I'm here." How much are we going to avail ourselves unto him? How much are we going to let go of ourselves and say, "Lord, we let go that you may let you to take over." Hallelujah. What kind of hunger are we talking about? What kind of righteousness? Hunger for a move of the power of the Holy Ghost. A hunger for desire for prayer. That which, you know, one, some of us may be saying, "I want to pray more. I need more. But God is saying, yes, my daughter, just a little discipline. Yes, even if it's 10 minutes, as you hunger, as you desperately desire for prayer, I will make you. I will help you. I will make you. I will help you. Keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes focused on me and do not be shaken. Do not be moved by situations and circumstances. Don't worry about your environment. Just stay there and do my will. Amen. So we get the desire that we're hungering for desire for prayer. We get hungry and desperate for passion for holiness. Yes, it's not impossible. I love holiness. It's not impossible. Yes, we do trip, but really, we desire. When we desire more and more of Him, we desire holiness. He will fill us. He will fill us. So the scripture, hungering and thirsting after righteousness, that I may be filled. And He says, He fills us. He who desperately desires of Him, He will fill us. So it is up to me to say, I desire for holiness, oh God, in my walk with You, in my relationship with people. Yes, this person did me bad. I forgive them. I need You, oh God. I'd rather have You than this little, the Bible talks about those little foxes that spoil the vine. I'd rather not have little foxes spoiling the vine. But Lord, I want to be there and do the will of my Master. So I desperately hunger and say, I desire the fire of the Holy Ghost. So as I hungrily desire, as I hungrily thirst, if there's a word such as hungrily, whatever you may call it, I will get hungry, I will get thirsty for the Holy Ghost, amen. The fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost, the fire of the Holy Ghost. I will not stop hungering, but I will lie down on the floor and I'll say, Lord, I need more of You. Help me, oh God. Help me, oh God. I do not want to be in religion. I do not want to be in religion. I want a relationship with You, Jesus. I want a relationship not for a day, a lifetime relationship. When I wake up, Almighty Father, it's all about You. It doesn't have to be Sunday. It doesn't have to be Thursday. It's all about You. I want a relationship, a lasting relationship, a desire of a relationship with You, my God. That is my heart's desire. And God says, He who hungers and thirsts after this relationship, I will fill you. And God is saying, I am here. I will fill you. So what else are we thirsting for? We say, Lord, I want holiness. I want holiness. I want things to be made right. I thirst for righteousness. I thirst the relations, my relationships with people, my relationships with friends, my relationships with family, my relationships, that there may be healing in my relationships. That there may be healing in my relationships. I did not offend them. They offended me. But Your Bible tells me it's he who humbles himself first that the Lord will have pardon on. And I say, I didn't do it, but I'm ready to forgive. I'm ready to forgo because I need You. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for You, oh God. So all these things, all these little foxes that spoil the vine will not come in my way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what else are we thirsting for? So as we hunger for the righteousness from God, it includes that righteousness in a relationship with people around me. Hallelujah. God grants to each and every one of us. God grants to those who cast themselves on Him when they have their faith built in Him. Yes. Hallelujah. So we should cry and say, Lord, help us. This hunger and thirst that we have for God justifies my relationship with Christ. The hunger and the desperation that I have justifies my being in Christ and being Christ-like, not being Malenga-like. It's not about me. My name is Malenga, just in case it sounded like a tongue twister. You know, it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about my relationship, Christ-like. So forget me. It's about being Christ-like. Amen. So I'll continue to be hungry and to desire for more and more of Him. The person who hungers and thirsts after righteousness recognizes their poverty of spirit. That, Father, yes, I need You. Without You, I can do nothing. Without You, I can do nothing. Hallelujah. So we become forgiving. We become loving. We lay our hands on the sick. When we're desperately desired of Him, we desire Him. He fills us so much that we become Christ-like. And we're full of the power of the Holy Ghost. We are full of the power of Christ. We're full of the power. Of the power, even the very power that raised Jesus from the dead. We become full of it. We hunger. Remember, we thirst for more of Him, and we do away with every little fox that spoils the vine. So we apply ourselves to God and to God. Hallelujah. That we may get filled and full and full and full of the Holy Ghost. Full of Jesus Himself. Amen. What happens when we're full of Jesus? We can't sit still. No, we won't sit still. We'll be out there. The anointing. We'll lay hands on the sick. We'll bring healing. We'll give positive counseling. Counseling by the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. God bless you. My time is up. God bless you.
Hallelujah. That's all right. Hallelujah. You don't mind her getting loud, do you? You don't know anybody else like that, do you? Praise God. What a word. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, Bob Hart sent me a text today, and I got to share this. And in Scott County School today, there was a elementary student that was in the class, and he was given three math problems to solve. And the teacher gave him the paper to solve the math problems. And so he took the paper, and he wrote on the paper, and he turned it back into the teacher, and the teacher looked at it and said, "You can't be done answering these problems this quick. What did you write?" And so she opened it up, and it said, "Jesus is the answer to every problem." He said, "The answer is Jesus. He's the answer to every problem." That might not get you an A, but that's good theology. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, it's a great honor to have Pastor Nick Shanda here with us tonight. He's going to come and share a word with us. Pastor Nick, would you come? Would you put your hands together and welcome him all the way from Enfield, England?
Make sure you're on. We got to turn the power. You're on.
Okay. Glory be to God. It's good to be here, and thank God for all of you. I truly appreciate Pastor Shane and Laura. We love you guys. We've come all the way from England just for you. Glory be to God. Let's turn our Bibles, and I know time is against me, but we'll go straight. Let's turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 3, and I'll read from verse 11 to verse 12. This is John the Baptist speaking, telling the people. I'll read from ASV, which is American Standard Version, and I also read Amplified. So I've changed to American Standard Version because of you. I would have brought KJV. Which is King James Version. It's like Shakespeare. By the time I say thee, thou, thou, you all leave the service. So let me read. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 to 12. John the Baptist speaking, saying, "I indeed baptize you in water unto repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose fan is the hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor, and he will gather his wheat into the garner. But the chaff," if you have your own Bible, you can underline chaff, "he will burn up with unquenchable fire." The Amplified says this: "I indeed baptize you in with water because of repentance, that is, because of your changing your minds for the better, heartily amending your ways with the abhorrence of your past sins. But he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I'm not worthy or fit to take off or carry. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Yes. He's wearing fan or shovel or fork. is in his hand, he will thoroughly clean out, he will thoroughly clear out and clean his threshing floor, and gather and store his wheat in his barn. But the chaff he will burn up with fire that cannot be put out. Let's pause in a word of prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, I decree that you may increase.
Yes.
Holy Spirit, I welcome you to take over my whole life. Take over my tongue. Let my tongue be a pen of a ready writer. Let your word be active and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, to the piercing and dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, the joint of the marrow. And right now, Holy Spirit, even the intents of the heart, let your word penetrate. My Father, I pray right now, as I speak to your people, oh God, anoint your people to hear what you are saying at such a time as this. Holy Spirit, take over this atmosphere. Rub your anointing upon each and every person. Father, open the heavens right now. I pray let your angels be ascending and be descending right now. I pray, Father, right now for every spiritual interference, every demonic power that tries to harass your people. I decree in the name of Jesus, you are bound in the name of Jesus. I loose this atmosphere and I decree the power of Jesus to be present in this place. Father, we thank you for what you do, O God. We thank you that you heal the sick. We thank you that you deliver them that are bound. We thank you that you fill each and every person with the presence of the Holy Spirit. Father, we honor you for what you do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everyone said, amen.
Amen.
I want you to personalize the title that you're going to write down. And it's a very simple title. If you're writing down, I want you to write down, I need the fire of the Holy Spirit. What is the title?
Fire of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, your voices are low, so that makes me know that we truly need the fire. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Need the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Nick. That's my namesake. God bless you, Nick. We all need the fire of the Holy Spirit, but sometimes we just don't know it, that we need the fire. But in the next few minutes, I want to show you a few things. Why John the Baptist was telling them that the one who's coming is not just going to baptize you with water, but with the Spirit and with fire.
Yeah.
We all know about fire, that the fire burns. That's why we have the fire brigade or the firefighters trying to contain the fire in California, because the fire, when it is let loose, it can burn anything and everything.
Yeah.
And that's what we desire, that the Holy Spirit may come like fire to burn everything that is not of God in my life and in someone's life. And if you are the one that needs the fire, you can say the loudest amen.
Amen.
So John the Baptist introduces Jesus and says, this one is going to baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. Why would I need fire? Why would you need fire? The reason why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit is simple. Number one, if you're writing down, you can put number one. Just write this subheading, chaff. For those who don't understand chaff, farmers may understand. I remember working with my grandfather, and we go and harvest rice. When we harvest the rice, the first thing we'll try to do is to remove the chaff. And the chaff is the husk that is around the rice. So what we'll do is begin to beat the rice and heat until the husk comes off. And then we can have the actual product that we want. God has you and me. He wants the actual product that he has fashioned in heaven.
Yeah.
He has declared in Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5. He says, look, before you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet to nations.
Yeah.
And so for God wants to make you a prophet to nations. He wants to make you a vessel unto honor. And so in order for God to do that, he has to remove the chaff from my life and from your life. So you may ask me, what is chaff in my life? What is chaff in your life? What is chaff in the life of the people? Under that subheading of chaff, the first chaff that God hates most is, number one, he hates sin. When Jesus was on the cross and he took your sins and he took my sins, God in heaven could not look at Jesus. He turned away because God is too pure to behold iniquity.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, my Father, why have you forsaken me? God hates sin. And so, the first chaff that the fire would want to burn and remove, the fire of the Holy Spirit, would be that desire for sin. To remove it totally. Under sin, there are some things that my wife had already highlighted and said one of them is offense. A lot of us as Christians, we are easily offended. And I found out that in church, anything can offend you. The way somebody talks may be offended. And so this one is talking and moving about. Why can't he just stand still? So I'll try to be a statue. And then it won't work. Anything can offend you. The people next can offend you. A child can offend you. Anyone can offend you. But if you keep that offense, it is a dangerous thing. Offense can shut many doors. There are people who offend you, and some of them, they'll seem like they are just anointed to offend you. They'll come, they'll say a wrong thing, and you'll be offended. And so offense is a sin that is always going to chase each and every one of us. So many things can offend you. In your workplace, your boss can offend you. Your manager can offend you. In the school or college or university, your lecturer, your teacher can offend you. And so God realizes, saying, offense will come upon my people. So how do we remove offense? Sometimes you can say, God, I forgive that person. And as soon as you see them, suddenly the offense comes back. So there's a sin, the sin of offense, the sin of unforgiveness. I don't know if you have been there when somebody has done something wrong to you, and you're struggling to forgive them. And when they appear, that unforgiveness is like suddenly it shoots to the roof. And that is sin. There's offense, there's unforgiveness. There is sin of lust that is a chaff. And it is so bad in this generation. I read that one of the industry that was growing in the time of recession worldwide was the industry of lust. And that lust is pornography. That has taken a lot of the young people. Internet, pornography, and all that. That is all sin. And that lust grips. And most of them, they end up doing wrong things, except the fire comes. And we need the fire of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And so we see sin, we can continue. There's a lot about sin, but it is under chaff. And God wants the Holy Spirit to burn every chaff.
Yeah.
What else can we refer to as chaff? Obstacles in our lives. I don't know if you have ever been there where you find obstacles. What do I mean by obstacles? You know you desire promotion and suddenly something happens that becomes an obstacle. You can't get your promotion. You desire to go into a certain college and suddenly there is an obstacle that hinders you from getting into that particular college where you want to go. And obstacles are all around our lives. You find obstacles in the finances, obstacles. I don't know if you have been there. For those who are in business, you are trying to sell maybe a property and everything is going well. Then suddenly, the person changes their mind and that becomes an obstacle in the form of delay. The other thing that can be put there as chaff is affliction. The Bible says, In Psalm 34, I think verse 19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But God wants to deliver us from affliction.
Yeah.
Sickness is an affliction.
Yeah.
Disease is an affliction. And when it comes upon our lives, you don't know when it's going to go. But when the fire of the Holy Spirit comes, the fire removes affliction. It burns that chaff. And you look for it and you find it no more. What else can we classify as chaff? The fourth thing that we can classify under chaff is what we all know. That there's a kingdom of light and there is a kingdom of darkness. So, you have evil fighting against good. As long as we are alive, Satan, the devil, the accuser of the brethren, the father of lies, the old serpent, he will never be born again.
Yeah.
He will never get saved. He's going to try to contend against your life and against my life. He's going to try to derail us. And so evil will try to stand. And that is chaff. And we see that God would use the fire to destroy chaff. Wherever there is evil. When we look at the life of Elijah, a woman called Jezebel took over the whole kingdom. And when God was ready to remove the chaff from the kingdom, he had to ask Elijah. And Elijah called down fire. As soon as the fire came, all the 400 prophets of Jezebel were destroyed in one day. Why? Because everyone saw the fire come from above. And that's how powerful the fire of the Holy Spirit is. It destroys evil.
Yes.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So why I need, and why you and me we need the fire of the Holy Spirit is that chaff may be removed from our lives. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
The second subheading, why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. When John the Baptist was introducing Jesus, he said, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And so, Jesus himself, he stands before his disciples. Number two, why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit, write down, is to be empowered.
Yeah.
Every one of us, we need to be empowered. We need to be empowered to pray. We need to be empowered to worship. We need to be empowered to witness. We need to be empowered to do the will of God. We need to be empowered to expand the kingdom of God. And so Jesus looks at his disciples and he says this to them. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But you shall receive power. But you shall receive power. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And what will you do when you are empowered? And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea, in Samaria, and to the end parts of the earth. He's saying, look, here in Indianapolis, as you call it, I'm familiar to call it Indiana. Indiana, is that okay if I say Indiana? It's much easier for me. He says, right here, I can put the fire of the Holy Spirit upon you. You'll be a witness here, and you move to other states around, and you move to the whole continent, and you move to the whole world, and be my witness. As an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. But he told them, before you can go, wait until you are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And he knew they cannot do it because the chaff will try to choke their faith and their belief. But they waited according to what Jesus had done and has said to them. Remember, my wife said, scripture cannot be broken. According to John chapter 10, verse 35, his word will not return to him void. Except it accomplishes everything that it is intended for. And in the book of Numbers, he declares, saying, God is not a man Numbers 23, verse 19. God is not a man that he should lie. Has he not said it? Shall he not do it also? God will do it. He will use you. He will empower you. And he will strengthen you. So what did he do to empower his disciples? He told them, wait. Like here we are waiting right now. And he's going to empower all of us. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. This is how he empowered them. After this, I'll give you an example of a few people that he has empowered, and you'll see. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 says, when the day of Pentecost had fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven, as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were waiting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they all began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. When you read that and you say, how did he empower them? I'll give you an example of one man. A man called Peter. Peter is a very interesting man. In the sense that Peter was a careless talker. He would say anything to Jesus. He didn't care. When Jesus saying, I'm going to die, he says, no, Jesus, you won't die. And says, no, no way you can die. If you're going to die, I'll die with you. And he says, look, Peter, you can't do that. You would deny me 3 times. And he says, never, not me. Without knowing that in the life of Peter, there was a chaff of fear. Yeah. But he didn't know. And some of us, we have fear. The fear of darkness. The fear of lightning. Whenever lightning comes, you want to go under the chair. The fear of all sorts of fear of heights, fear of flying, fear of water. There are all sorts of fear. But remember, whatever the enemy throws, God has an answer. Yeah. And even fear, he has an answer to contend with fear. The Bible says in Isaiah 41 verse 10, fear not, for I am with you. I will uphold you and strengthen you. Yeah. With my right hand. And that same word, God says, my word, isn't my word like fire? So he knows that we need fire to burn fear. Yeah. Peter didn't know that he had the chaff of fear. When Jesus was arrested, when Jesus was in chains, a young girl looked at Peter and said, I think you are with that Jesus. It's me? Never, never. I don't know him. This is the man who was saying, Jesus, wherever you go, I'll go with you. I'll die with you. But there was a chaff within him, the chaff of fear. And so, when you look at Peter, he's a man who could attempt anything without thinking about it. He sees Jesus walking on water. He says, yeah, let me walk also. He begins to walk on water, and suddenly, he looks at the wind, fear comes in, faith is expelled from his life, and he begins to sink. And so God wants to use Peter. How can I empower Peter? God wants to use each and every one of you here. But how can he empower us? He will send the fire of the Holy Spirit. Yeah. Somebody say amen. Yeah. So we see this Peter, he's careless talker, full of fear. You'd start in faith, you end up in fear. And he's the only one I've read in the Bible who'd go to a prayer meeting with a knife. I know you don't believe me. When Jesus was in the Garden of Gethsemane, he was praying. He prayed for an hour. He went back. Peter, can you pray with me? He said, yeah, I'll pray. And he falls asleep. And as he sleeps, Jesus goes to pray again. He comes back. In that prayer meeting, Peter is sleeping. He wakes him up. The third time he goes and prays, he comes back. And he tells him, Peter, you can wake up now. If you want to sleep, the time is at hand. The soldiers approach to arrest Jesus. What does Peter do in the prayer meeting? He takes the knife and cuts off the ear of a servant. How many of you like to go to that prayer meeting where there are knives? If you are not praying very well, they will stab you. That was the prayer meeting of Peter. But in all this, you can see the weaknesses of Peter. You can see the failings of Peter. And I sit back and I look at my life. I say, Lord, I have my own weaknesses and my own failings. And if Peter needed the fire of the Holy Spirit, what about you and me? We need the fire. Somebody say, I need the fire of the Holy Spirit. We all need the fire. So what did he do? On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came and released the fire of the Holy Spirit upon them. That man, Peter, who was fearful of a little girl, was no longer afraid of anything. That same day, Peter preached without a microphone, without a megaphone. He preached and 3,000 people gave their lives to Christ. Hallelujah. What will it be in this place where we are in Indiana when we are full of the fire of the Holy Spirit? Yeah. Every one of us, wherever we go, will take the fire of the Holy Spirit. In our schools, people will be saved. In the colleges, people will be saved. In the malls, people will be saved. When we carry the fire, we'll be unstoppable. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
This is why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is ready for us. What else can I say? When we look at the life of Peter from that moment, his life was never the same. Peter, they say that he would walk and people would want to put sick people just for his shadow to fall upon them and they'll be healed. From that day, Peter would go to preach. And the man who used to sleep in a prayer meeting now could pray and pray until he enters a trance, according to Acts chapter 10. And in that trance, God would tell him, look, go to the Gentiles and preach.
Hallelujah.
And he'd go to the house of Cornelius. And as Peter would stand before the house of Cornelius, Acts chapter 10, verse 44, whilst Peter was still speaking, the Holy Ghost fell. And everyone started to speak in tongues. What changed the life of Peter to make him a vessel unto honor? What changed the life of Peter to make him an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ? It is the Holy Spirit fire. The Holy Ghost fire came upon him and changed his life. I want to say to you, this is what changed my life. I gave my life to Christ on the 23rd of April, 1994. And as soon as the day I was giving my life to Christ, it's not that I went to church or I used to go to church. No, church was not in my agenda. What was in my agenda that day I was giving my life to Christ was to multiply my sin, to make it double. So I planned that day. And as soon as I put the phone down, there was no one in the house. But I heard a voice saying, Nick, if you die today, where would you go? I'd never read all these books, How to Hear the Voice of God, 7 Steps to Know the Voice of God. I didn't know anything about that. But as soon as God spoke, I looked around, there was no one. My heart knew it was God. I went looking for a man who I never used to talk to him, but wanted to get a lift to go to work. We used to work with a cousin. I said, I phoned him and told him, I want to see you. He said, me? I said, yeah. I went to his house. For 2 hours, from about 3 p.m. to close to 5 p.m., I asked him every question. My intention was to have the knowledge of God so that I can continue with sin, and if I die, I can tell God, God, I know you. I know what you like and all this. I was wrong. I got there and I asked him, is heaven real? He would open the Bible and show me the scriptures. I would ask him, is sin real? He would open and show me all the scriptures. After almost 2 hours, at the end he asked me, would you like to give your life to Jesus? So I thought, no, let me first sort out myself. When I saw that myself, I'll come back tomorrow and I give my life to Jesus. My mind was there. I have sin waiting for me. And he asked me, all right, you want to go. But on your way, if a car hits you and you die, Nick, where would you go? As soon as it was the same words that God had spoken to me in the house. And I said, okay, let's just pray. I wanted just to pray a quick prayer. I knelt down and he prayed just like 2 minutes prayer. He led me and said, Jesus, Jesus, forgive me of all my sins, of all my sins. Cleanse me, wash me with your blood. Wash. I said, Jesus, come into us. As soon as I finished saying that prayer, I felt like somebody had put me in a cold shower and washed me. I felt lighter. I felt different. I lost the desire for sin. I got up, and on my way as I was going, I saw all the people I had planned to meet for sin. I hid in a street pole. You know the street poles? Just hiding there. They passed. I knew they had reached my home. As they were coming back, I hid against and they passed. I got home. And the first person I preached to was my sister. I said, you are a sinner. I didn't know anything else. But I knew sin was bad. What happened is that Jesus became real in my heart. He saved my soul. On that 23rd of April, my life was changed. As I was enjoying my Christianity, thinking this is all there is, I remember the month of October, a friend of mine asked me, have you ever received the fire of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues? I used to see people speak in tongues and I was like, maybe they are making it up. I said, no. He said, let's go, we pray. As soon as we started to pray, he laid his hands on my back and I felt the fire shoot through me. Before I knew it, that changed my whole life. I knew the fire of the Holy Spirit is real. The Holy Spirit is real. The fire gave me a new power of prayer. I began to pray. Go to church 9 a.m. to pray before 10 a.m. 1 hour. We changed to 2 hours. We changed to 3 hours of prayer. Because the fire was increasing and growing. And we now changed. We said, this is not 3 hours. It's not enough. 3 hours on Sunday. We started meeting 10 p.m. every Friday for 4 years, praying nonstop from 10 p.m. to 6 a.m. And what happened was the fire of the Holy Spirit empowered my prayer life. Hallelujah. We started going into the hospital to preach every Sunday. We didn't go to any Bible school, but what we knew is we are witnesses for Jesus. Yes. 5 floors, we divide ourselves. You preach on the top floor, this floor, this floor. And we started doing that. I remember we went into a TB ward and they were telling us to put on the mask. And you know, we are so zealous with fire. We said, we have the Holy Ghost fire. We preached I remember the first message I ever preached was the woman with an issue of blood. And everyone in that ward, we asked them to lift up their right hand if they want to give their life to Christ. Everyone lifted up their hands. And they gave their life to Christ. The following Sunday, we went there to preach, to check on them. We found there was no one in the ward. So we asked them what happened, saying everyone was healed that day. Woo! That's what the fire is capable of doing. The fire of the Holy Spirit. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit more than ever before. Our God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we ask. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. What we need is fire. What else did we try with the fire of the Holy Spirit? We tried deliverance. They brought a young man who was part of a kung fu team, Japanese kung fu team, without knowing that they had made them to join a cult, and he had no idea. Somebody just gave him a Bible and his hand was shaking. And they said each time he sees the Bible, his hand shakes. And because of the fire, I went around looking for demons and said, I want to cast out any demon that I ever find. I didn't know what I was asking for. They brought the young man. This young man changed my whole life to know that the power of the Holy Spirit is real. Yes. We stood there. One to one from 5 p.m. I led him in a sinner's prayer, and I said, I'm going to pray for you. as I was opening in a word of prayer before praying for him, he began to manifest. The first thing he did, he manifested as a lion. The sound of a lion said, "Rah!" And he did this. And he charged towards me. Ah! I was like, "Oh, right." I moved back. Name of just. Then as I stood there, I felt the fire flow. And I said, "In the name of just you, lion spirit, go out." And I said, poof, he fell down. I was, "What? Is this how much the fire can bring deliverance?" Suddenly, he manifested and started moving like a snake. And doing the tongue like that. I was like, "All right, from the lion to the snake." By the time he finished all manner of animals, he was delivered by the power and the fire of the Holy Spirit. And the fire set him free. Do you know what happened? That young man became a mighty intercessor. He would pray 3 hours nonstop, 4 hours nonstop. And this is what the fire is capable of doing. The fire of the Holy Spirit can make you a true worshiper. Why you may not even need an instrument. You can just look up and say, "Oh, I love you, Jesus. Yes. You are my everything. You are the Ancient of Days. You are the Lily of the Valley, the Rose of Sharon. Jesus, you are the Alpha and the Omega, yes. The beginning and yes. The end, the first and the last. Yes. You are the Way, the Truth, and the Life. You are the Bread of Life. Yes. You are the Good Shepherd. Jesus." And as you begin to magnify him, suddenly the atmosphere changes. Yes. The fire of the Holy Spirit can make you a true worshiper. Can make you a prayer warrior, can make you an effective witness for Jesus. You are an ambassador of the Lord Jesus Christ. For you to represent God, God is a consuming fire. You need to be a flame of fire. Psalm 104 verse 4 says he makes his ministers a flame of fire. Every one of you need to be a flame of fire, because your Father, the Almighty God, according to Hebrews chapter 12, is a consuming fire. You are an ambassador, and you ought to be a flame of fire.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot I can say about the Holy Spirit. Why we need the fire of the Holy Spirit. There is a lot I can say about that. To preach his word, we need the fire. So that his word, as we speak it, it will come out like fire. The Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, "Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire.
Yes.
Shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back. I could not hold it back." His word becomes like fire in your bones. You just want to share about this Jesus, what he has done, what he's capable of doing. The fire will help you to lay hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. The fire of the Holy Spirit will help you to cast out demons. The fire of the Holy Spirit will help you, even in your own business. There are things that you, in business, I can say to my wife and I, we do business, and we know some of the things that happen. We know, no, this cannot be natural. This is a supernatural power we are fighting against. And when we release the fire, we see change come about.
Yes.
We have seen diverse kinds. My wife, at times, should tell you about how God would open the eyes and see something holding on to a pole of our house that is of dark nature, not of God, but only the fire burns every chaff. What would the Holy Spirit do to a people who are hungry, as my wife had already said, hungry and say, "God, fill me with fire. The fire of the Holy Spirit, fill me now to overflow." What would happen is the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the Holy Spirit will fill you. The Bible says when Mary was asking the angel, say, "How shall it be?" He said, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. And the power of the highest will overshadow you." I say to you, the fire of the Holy Spirit will fill you, will saturate you. And before you know it, your heart will be full of love of Jesus, full of passion for Jesus, full of zeal. I can go on and on. We need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Are you looking for divine protection? You need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Zechariah chapter 2 verse 5 says God will be like a wall of fire around me. Yeah. So when you are on fire, let me tell you how necessary fire is. I'm originally from Africa, Zambia. When you are in the bush and it's nighttime, the only way you'll be protected is not even your gun or your knife, because you'll fall asleep, is fire. So you have to set up fire to make sure the fire will burn all night and you sleep near the fire. All the wild animals will not come near the fire. Let me say to you also, if you are not sure this is summer, you have flies that can come in. Try to turn the cooker or the stove, whatever you call it in America, and see if a fly will sit on the cooker. No way. But if it's off, what happens? They can sit on it. The same happens when there's no fire in our lives. The devil can do anything he wants with our life. But when we are on fire, full of the fire of the Holy Spirit, guess what? You say there, it is out of bounds. Don't go there. And I want to submit to you, the Holy Spirit wants to fill each and every one of us with the fire. Just the same way he did on the day of Pentecost, that we're going to achieve more, whether in your academics, whether in your business, whether in your school, whether in ministry, you'll be surprised there'll be supernatural acceleration, supernatural speed that comes upon you. How do I know that fire will make you go forward? As the olden days, they used to have what they called steam engine boats. How did they run? Fire. They'll put the coals there. As long as the fire is there, the engine will be running and the boat would move. But when the fire is off, it would not move. You and me, the only way we're going to move forward is with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The only way we're going to see the sick being healed is with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The only way we're going to cast out demons is with the fire of the Holy Spirit. The only way we're going to preach the gospel with power is with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I sense the Holy Spirit is ready in this place.
Yes, it is.
Somebody needs to get hungry for the presence of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'd love to go on, but I'll cut it short. What do I do to receive fire? Number one, faith. Believe. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. The Bible declares in Mark chapter 11 from verse 20, and 21 says, have faith in God. If you have faith like a mustard seed, you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed. And if you do not doubt in your heart, it shall be so. If you ask for the fire of the Holy Spirit and say, Lord, fill me with the fire right now. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit. Let every chaff in my life be burnt. And after that, empower my life to represent Jesus as an effective ambassador. The Holy Spirit will do exactly that. He'll fill you with fire. The second thing, apart from having faith, is number two, you need to pray. The Bible says, ask and you shall receive. Yes. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7. Even Luke chapter 11, verse 13, Jesus said, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask? So the key is you have to ask, but you ask in faith. The third thing you need to do is what? To receive. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 27, a man can receive nothing except it is given by heaven. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning. You have to receive the Holy Spirit. You have to receive the fire of the Holy Spirit in your life. And your life will never be the same. Somebody is about to be set ablaze for Jesus. There are three articles we're going to do by God's grace. The first one we're going to do is for anyone who don't speak in tongues. Let me tell you, This is the advantage we have over the kingdom of darkness. It's a language that the devil does not understand. The language of heaven, where the Holy Spirit begins to speak to the Father on our behalf. He speaks the mind of God, what God wants to hear from us. He speaks it with accuracy. We do this every Saturday, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. We just pray in tongues for 3 hours every Saturday. No English, no any other language. We just meet 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. 3 hours just praying in tongues, praying in tongues. What happens is Jude chapter 1, verse 20 says, building up your most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost, your faith begins to arise. And suddenly you believe God. What God says He will do, you know He will do it. He is not man that He should lie, nor the Son of Man that He should repent. Has He not said it? And you see Him begin to do it. The next few minutes, that's the first group I want to pray for. The second group we will pray for is for anyone that needs healing. And the third group we'll pray for is anyone you feel there's a contention of evil against your life. The Bible declares to me, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted. He has sent me to preach deliverance to the captives, to open the eyes of the blind, and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is in this place. So, please pardon me. If we may please rise to your feet. If you are able to stand, please you may rise to your feet. And the first group I'll call forth, if you don't speak in tongues, please come forward. I just want to pray with you. Remember, my wife said, we have to be hungry and thirst and say, I need the fire. I need the fire of the Holy Spirit in my life. I don't care about what anyone says. I want to be on fire for Jesus. This is how we generate fire. You can generate fire on your own when you begin to pray in tongues. So, the rest who are standing there, I believe you are confirming that you already speak in tongues. If you don't, please just come forward. Let the Holy Spirit fill you now. Let the Holy Spirit saturate you. Now, let me explain this. It's not Nick doing it. It is the Holy Spirit Himself. He will come upon you. He will fill you. Jesus has promised you a gift. It's free. It's a free gift. It's like somebody, let me say, I'm giving you a gift. Here's a gift to you. What do? You would what? Receive. The last time I did this in church, I lost my wristwatch. I was joking with somebody. I said, yeah, he's looking at my wristwatch. He wants me to give him. And the Holy Spirit hit me. Boom. Just there. At the end of the service, I had to go without a wristwatch. So this time I got to put the phone back. It's just to receive. That's all it is. And what do we do? By faith, we release our voice. Most people, they close their mouth and say, it's the Holy Spirit who's going to speak. No, He wants you to release your voice. And the first time you speak, it will be just like you're stammering. The first time I spoke, it was like, but the power, the more I spoke, the more I could feel the waves of the fire flowing through my life. And the same is going to happen. It's a gift. The Bible says in Acts chapter 19, verse 6, Paul laid hands and they spoke in tongues. Acts chapter 10, verse 44, whilst Peter was still speaking, the Holy Spirit fell and they began to speak in unknown tongues. Yes. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4, whilst they were praying, the Holy Spirit came like a mighty rushing wind, and the cloven tongues of fire settled upon their lives, and they all spoke in tongues. You are all going to speak in tongues, because the Holy Spirit is filling you with fire. Your life will never be the same. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Everyone, you can lift up your hands as we join them in this prayer. For the rest of the congregation, When it's time to pray in tongues, when I ask them to pray, you are all going to break out and ask for whatever you need the fire for. You're going to pray for yourself. If you need the fire of the Holy Spirit to overcome any challenge. But for them, the first thing is to know how to generate fire by themselves by praying in the Holy Spirit. So we are all going to pray the same prayer and say, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. I repent right now. Wash me with the blood of Jesus right now. Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Right now, I am saved. I am born again. Jesus, you promised me the gift of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Right now, Holy Spirit, come upon me now. Like fire. Fill me now with the fire of the Holy Spirit. I receive the fire of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. In the name of Jesus, I receive fresh fire. Fresh fire. Holy Ghost fire. I receive now. I receive now. Everyone lift up your hands. Everyone in the congregation lift up your hands. My Father, right now, you promised me that you release the fire of the Holy Spirit upon every person. Father, I pray for everyone in the congregation. Whatever they need the fire of the Holy Spirit, let them receive now. For those who are in front right now, I pray, Heavenly Father, fill them now with the fire of the Holy Spirit, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Let them receive fire, 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 fire of the Holy Spirit. Right now, fill them with the fire, 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 fire of the Holy Spirit now. Receive fire, fire, fire. Fill them now with the fire, 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 fire of the Holy Spirit now. Receive the fire. Everyone now, they have received the fire. They're going to release their tongues. Everyone in the congregation, I'll say receive the fire. And you say, I receive the fire. And you begin to pray in tongues. Are we ready? Are we ready for the Holy Spirit? Are we ready for our teacher? Are we ready for our comforter? Are we ready for the Holy Ghost? Are we ready for the fire? Right now, receive the fire! Say, I receive the fire! Right now, at the count of three, release your tongues. One, two, three! Everyone begin to pray in tongues now. Rakabalalalalalalala. Rakabababababa. Now, say, I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive the Holy Spirit.
I receive new tongues.
I receive new tongues.
By fire.
By fire.
By fire.
Now
I speak in tongues.
Now I speak in tongues.
By fire.
By fire.
Rakabababababa. Release your voice now. Rakararararararara. Rakabababababa. Rakabararararararara. 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 Rakabararararara. Fire! Rakabarakatorabarakatorababa. Rakarara. Fire! More fire! Rakabarararararara. Rakabarakatorakatorararara. Rakabarararararara. Rakabababababababa. Fire! Rabalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal fire, rakababababababa, rakabalalalala, fire, rakalalalalala, rokobalalalalala, umda rakabalalalala, okobarakabarurururu, umda rabalalalala, fire, Holy Ghost fire, fire, rabababababa, don't stop, release your tongues. Rakaba rakato roba baba ba. Bara la 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 la. Roko bara la 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 la. Rakaba la 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 la. Oko bara kato roba la la la. Ra la 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 la. Fire! 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 Rakaba la 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 la. Rakala la 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 la. Rakala la 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 la. Rakala la 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 la. Okapara la 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 la. Rekebara la 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 la. Rekapara la 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 la. Rakapapapapapapa. Rakala la la. Fire! Release fire, 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 more fire. Holy Ghost fire! Rakapapapapapapa. Fire! Fire! Holy Ghost fire! Fill us praying right now. Fill us with the fire. Unquenchable fire. Fire. You will prophesy. By fire. Rakababababababababa. Rakabarakadorabarararara. Now say Holy Ghost. Say Holy Spirit. Say Holy Spirit. I receive fire. With the evidence of speaking in tongues. By faith. I speak in tongues. Now, rakabararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararararar Don't stop. Fire! Everyone who needs the fire, you can come forward. Let them continue to speak in tongues. If you need fresh fire in your life, before we come to pray for healing and deliverance, if you need fire, fire for prayer, fire for worship, fire to be an effective witness, you can come forward and make a line. Just hunger after God. I said, God, put fresh fire. I know I'm a youth, but you can use me. Anyone who needs the fire of the Holy Spirit, you can come forward right now and just begin to hunger and thirst right now. Hunger and thirst right now. Rakababa, everyone here, they're already speaking in tongues. Don't stop, just continue to pray in tongues. Rakabababa. Rikabarandarabarakabtarabarababa. Oh, Father, we release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Unquenchable fire. Fill her right now with the fire. Take the fire now. Fire! Rabababa, I see the fire flowing now. Yes, more fire. Take the fire. You shall be an effective witness. God will give you new dreams. You shall dream again. Receive the fire! Fire! Rakabababa, more. Fire! Rakabababa. Release the fire, fire, fill her now. Breathe upon her, fire! Yes, fire! Release the fire of the Holy Spirit now. Right now, receive the fire! Say, I receive the fire! Take the fire now. Fire! I see the fire burning in your heart now. Fire! 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 Rakabababababababababababa! Take the fire now! Rakadalala! Holy Spirit, fill him! Fire! Holy Ghost, fire! More! Fire! More fire! Rakabababababababa! Release the fire! The Holy Spirit is saying to you, you will prophesy to the nations and the prophecies will come to pass. Only release my fire. Let my word be like fire in your bones now. Fire! 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 Take the fire! Fire! Right now! Release fire, 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 release fire, more, 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 Holy Ghost fire from the crown of our hairs to the soles of our feet. Let the fire transform our life. Fire, be transformed now by fire. Release the fire, fire, more fire. I see the fire penetrating. The past is over. The Lord says to you, one thing you should do, forget about the things behind you. As you hold forth for the things before you, you will press forward to the prize of the high calling. Press forward, press forward, press forward by fire. Fire, Holy Ghost, fill up, fill up with fire. Fire. Receive the fire right now. Fire. Release fire right now. Prophetic fire. The gifts of the Holy Spirit will be activated in your life by fire. The gift of faith, the gift of the word of knowledge, the gift of wisdom, be activated by fire, by fire, by fire, fire! Let's go forth for those who need healing. Yes. Anyone that desires healing, you are sick and you need to healing.
Yes.
The Bible declares He sent His word and He healed your diseases and delivered you from destruction. Whatever sickness it is, in the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. If you need healing, you can come to this side. Where my brother Nick is, those who need healing, you can come this side.
Yes.
If you need healing, you can come to this side.
If you need healing, you come over to this left side.
Come to
healing.
The left side if you need
you
healing.
You need a healing in your body.
You need healing in your body. Remember, healing is your portion. Psalm 103 declares that, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Forget
Hallelujah.
Not His benefits.
Girls,
for it
in.
Is the Lord that heals me.
Hallelujah.
And the Lord heals you now. He has declared to you, healing is your portion. He says, if you hearken to His commandments, His decrees, and His statutes, He shall not bring the sicknesses that were upon the Egyptians, but it shall be the Lord that heals you. He wants to heal you now. Hunger after that healing. Receive the healing. In the stripes of Jesus, you were healed. You were healed. You were healed. You were healed. Lift up your hands. The fire of the Holy Spirit is here to accelerate the healing. Say, Holy Spirit. Speak to Him. Say, Holy Spirit. Right now.
Right now.
I need healing.
I need healing.
Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit.
Bring healing into my body.
Bring healing into my body.
Let the fire.
Let the fire.
Of the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Burn every sickness.
Burn every sickness.
Every disease.
Every disease.
In my body.
In my body.
Right now.
Right now.
I am healed.
I'm healed.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive.
I receive.
My healing.
My healing.
Lift up your hands. Father, you have declared that we shall lay hands on the sick
and they shall
be healed. And they shall be healed. Right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Now. Right now, I command every spirit of infirmity. Loose him and let him go. By fire, fire. Fire! Fire! Loose his brain. Loose his mind. Loose his body. Loose his blood. Now! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Be healed! Be healed! You are healed in the name of Jesus right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Jesus loves you. We lay hands on the sick and the recover. We command every spirit of infirmity, sickness and disease. We curse you in the name of Jesus. We burn you with the fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire! 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 Right now, we burn with the fire! In the name of Jesus, we release healing into this body now. From the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Be healed. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus, we lay hands on the sick. I release healing power, healing virtue. Holy Spirit, flow, flow through this body now. From the crown of his hairs to the soles of his feet. To the soles of his feet right now. Be healed. Flow healing power. Be healed now. Recover your health. Recover your health in the name of Jesus. You are healed. You are set free. You are made whole in the name of Jesus. Right now. Jesus loves you, my sister. He loves you. The Holy Spirit loves you. Right now, receive your healing. Jesus hands over healing to you. Receive it now. Receive your healing now. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Healer now. Receive fire. 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 You are healed now by fire. 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 Holy Spirit healer now. Receive your healing now by fire. By fire. Rakabaradadadadadadad. Rikabaradadadad. Rukosakabaradadad. Rikabaradadadadad. We release healing now. In the spinal cord, we release fire. Fire. Fire in our blood. Fire in our bones. Holy Ghost fire. Holy Ghost fire. Rakabaradadadadad. We release the fire throughout your body now. Fire, fire, fire. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. By fire, by fire. Ra-ka-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Holy Ghost, increase the fire. Fire. Ra-ka-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. The fire of the Holy Spirit. Flow, flow, flow. Fire. Fire! Raka bara la 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 la. Roko bara la 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 la. Fire! Raka bara la 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 la. Oko bara ka da la 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 la. Oka bara la la. Fire! You are healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals you. Jesus, say, Jesus, heal me now. I receive my healing now by faith. Holy Spirit, fill me now with healing. Receive the fire of the Holy Spirit. He fills you with healing now. Fire, 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 yes. Yes, the Holy Spirit is saying, do not worry. Worry not. Take off every worry and receive faith. Faith, you are healed now. I see the healing flowing through you, through your bones. Release the healing. Fire, fire, saturate our bones now. Fire! Rakabababababa. More, 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 more. Fire! Rakabarakabdarabarababa. Release fire! Yes, yes. In our spinal cord, in our nerves, I see fire of the Holy Spirit flow, flow. Yes, expel every sickness, every disease. Leave this body now in the name of Jesus. Receive healing now by fire, fire, fire. We release the healing now. Take it now. Fire, fire. Right now. Fire, fire. Fire. Yes. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Fire. Rakabababa. Fire. Rakabababa. Holy Spirit, increase the fire. Flow. The healing is complete. The healing is complete. It is done. Be healed now. Yes. Take the fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire. Yes. Fire. The Holy Spirit is saying to you, I love you with an everlasting love. I just want to work in you and through you. Receive me now. I will heal you. That's what the Holy Spirit is saying to you. Receive him now. Say, I receive you, Holy Spirit. I receive your fire. I am healed. I am healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed now. Receive the fire. 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 Yes. Just take the fire now. Yes. Fire. 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 You are healed now. I can see the fire flowing through you now. Take the fire. Yes. Be healed. Be healed now. Now. I speak to the blood. Be healed now. In the name of Jesus. The Lord heals you now. Yes. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Take your healing. Say, I take my healing from you, Jesus. Heal me now by the power of the Holy Spirit. I receive fire. Fire. Release the fire of the Holy Spirit now. Fire. 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 Take the fire now. Fire. Fire. More.
Fire.
Yes. Be healed now. I release fire in your body. Yes, fire from your fire. Take the fire, 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 fire now. Take the fire now. Fire. You are healed now. Be healed now. Move. Yes. Yes, Holy Spirit, breathe over her. Breathe over her one more time. Fire, fire, fire. Yes. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Say, Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit. Fill me now with fire. Heal me now. In the name of Jesus, I am healed. Holy Spirit, fill her now with fire. Fire. Fire, fire, fire. Yes, I see the fire in your bones now. Fire, check the fire. Fire, fire, fire. Lift up your hands now. Fire! Rakarada, fire! Be healed now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. I lay hands on the sick and they recover. Recover your health. You are healed. You are healed. Receive by faith now. Now. Say, I am healed. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, I receive my healing.
Receive my healing.
By fire.
By fire.
By fire. Ra-ka-da-da-da. Fire. Ra-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Receive your healing now. By fire. 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 Yes, fire. Release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Receive your healing now. Fire, fire, fire. Rakabababa. I see the fire flowing from your hair. There is fire in your bones, fire in your spinal cord. Fire, 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 fire. Yes, the fire, fire, right now. Fire. Rakabababa. fire. You are healed now. I see the fire in your bones, fire in your neck, fire in your fingers. Yes, the fire is burning sickness and disease. Receive the fire now. Fire, 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 now. You are healed by the fire of the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is saying to you, take in more fire. Just open your mouth and breathe in. Like, take the fire. Fire. Let the fire flow. I see the Holy Spirit healing you now. Yes. The burden is taken off your shoulders. The yoke is removed off your neck. You are free. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You are healed now in the name of Jesus. Release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. For with God nothing shall be impossible. I speak to the sickness and the disease to loose you, to go out of your body now. By fire, 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 fire. Release the fire of the Holy Spirit now. Fire, 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 fire. Yes. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals you now. Take your healing now. Jesus. 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 The name that is above all names. At the mention of the name of Jesus, you are healed. You are healed. You are healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Sweetheart, Jesus loves you. Sweetheart, Jesus loves you. Say, Jesus. Say, Jesus, heal me. Now, I receive fire of the Holy Spirit. Fire, 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 fire. Be healed now. Fire! I release the fire of healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Take the fire now. Now, wherever the pain was, put your right hand where your pain is. Where's your pain? Right now, put your right hand. I command the ligaments, the nerves, the tissues, right now. Hear the word of the Lord. Dry bones shall live again. I speak to the bones, the ligaments, the tendons. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Fire! Fire! Now! Be healed! Be healed in the name of Jesus. Right now, Holy Spirit, touch. Let the pain go. I command the pain out in the name of Jesus. Lift up your leg. Lift it up. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Down. Lift it up again. Be healed. Holy Spirit, flow. Yes, again. Just don't stop. Be healed. The muscles are being healed. The tissues are being healed. The ligaments are being healed. The kneecap is being healed. Right now, creative miracle is happening now. Fire! 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 In the name of Jesus. This knee is healed. In the name of Jesus. I release a creative miracle. The power of the Holy Spirit. The pain to leave this body now. The ligaments, the tendons, be healed now, 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 now. In the name of Jesus, you are healed. Anyone for healing? What would you like Jesus to heal you from? Huh? What do you want Jesus to heal you from? Huh? Which arm? Stretch forth your arms. Right now in the name of Jesus, we speak to this arm. Be healed in the name of Jesus. We command the fingers to receive fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit to go through this arm right now. Release the fire, fire, fire. We command the bones, the tissues, the ligaments be healed in the name of Jesus. Right now, put your arm down. Put it down. Now lift it up like this. Up, up, up. Yes. Fire! This hand is healed now. In the name of Jesus. The hand is made whole by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Father, we release the fire of the Holy Spirit right now. Put your arm down. Do what you couldn't do before. Exercise your arm. Yes. Holy Spirit, flow more anointing to this left arm. More fire. Fire, 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 fire. Yes. Feel it now. With fire. Fire right now. I speak to these shoulders. Now, fire, fire in the shoulders. Fire of the Holy Spirit flowing. Power into the left hand now. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus heals you now. Thank you, Holy Spirit. What would you like Jesus to heal you from? Which one? Yes. Father, we release the anointing of the power of the Holy Spirit into this knee right now. Be filled with the fire, fire, fire. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit into the right knee. Be healed now. Begin to exercise that knee. Holy Spirit, touch the knee now. Yes. Fire! More fire in the knee. Fire! 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 Exercise the knee. More. More. Yes, there's a miracle happening in that right knee now. Fire! Fire! More fire in the right knee now. Jesus! Holy Spirit, flow, 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 flow. Now, in the name of Jesus, you are healed. Keep declaring, I am healed. And exercise your knee. Keep walking. And the muscles are gaining strength. The tissues are gaining strength. The pain is disappearing. Right now. Fire, fire, fire. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit for salvation, healing, deliverance, wholeness. Receive fire now. Fire! Fire! Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! Holy Ghost fire! Jesus! Jesus! Fire! Fire! Your life will never be the same. Your life will never be the same. Jesus, the hope of glory, lives in you, dwells in you. Fire! Fire! Yes. We release the fire of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, be formed in her. Jesus, be established in her. Fill her with the fire that is unquenchable. Unquenchable fire. Unstoppable fire. You shall not go back, but you shall go forward. You shall march forward. You are going forward in the name of Jesus. You break through in the name of Jesus. Breakthrough! 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 In the name of Jesus. By fire. Now. Right now, we command the disease in this spinal cord. I want you to pray in tongues louder than you have prayed, okay? You ready? We're going to pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, the fire is going to go through this backbone and the spinal cord. Are you ready, my brother? We're going to pray in tongues. 1, 2, 3. Don't stop. Fire! I release the fire in the spinal cord and the backbone. I command the nerves right now to function well. I command the bones right now. Son of man, prophesy over dry bones that they will live. I prophesy over every bone. Right now, be in position. Every bone, every bone. Now, by fire, 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 fire. Raka ra 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 ra. Raka raka ba raka to raka da ra ra ra. Oka ba raka to raka to raka to ra ba. Fire, fire. Raka ba 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 ba. Right now, be healed. Right now, every bone, be in the right position. Ligaments, be in the right position. Nerves. I see the bones being realigned right now. They are being realigned by the Holy Spirit, by the Holy Ghost. More fire to the bones. Fire, 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 fire! The Lord is touching the bones now, right now. Every pain, go out now by fire! 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 Right now! Fire! La, 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 la,
fire!
Fire! My brother Jesus loves you. Hold me now. I release fire! Raka la 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 la! Fire! Raka la 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 la! Raka la 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 la! Fire! Fire! Holy Ghost fire! Fire in the bones! Fire! Fire! Dry bones shall live again! Dry bones shall live again! Dry bones shall live again! 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 Ra la 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 la! Fire! Ra ka ba 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 ba! Fire! I impart the fire! Fire! Right now, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, you said, bring the little children to me. Jesus, we bring this little child to you. You said to me, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. You have anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to open the eyes of the blind, and to declare liberty. Right now, I stand before the throne of grace and mercy. Holy Spirit, touch this baby now. Do it, Holy Spirit, now. Yes, I speak to the optical nerves right now. Receive strength. Receive healing. Receive wholeness. I speak to the eyes now. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I see Jesus smiling over this baby right now. And Jesus is saying, I have the baby in the palm of my hand. I have good plans for this baby. Not to harm the baby, but to prosper the baby. I see the mist of the presence of the Holy Spirit coming upon the baby, flowing right now. The eyes are healed in the name of Jesus. And I see the progress, that progressional miracle taking place. Right now, you are healed in the name of Jesus. You shall live to testify that Jesus healed you on this day. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for the fire, fire, fire of the Holy Spirit. We release the fire to protect the baby, to bless the baby, and to complete the miracle. The eyes are healed. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
These eyes are healed.
Yes.
The Holy Spirit has touched the eyes.
Yes.
The optical nerves. I see the retina touched. And I see the scales fall off. And the eyes are healed. Thank you, Jesus. It is done.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus, I give you glory for healing this baby. Thank you, Jesus. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. The bread of life, the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. You have done it. You have done it. You are healed. You are in the hands of Jesus. And you are healed. You are set free. The Lord who called you whilst you were in your mother's womb has given you a prophetic tongue. You shall speak with that prophetic tongue to many nations, to many nations, to many nations. It is established. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for turning our mourning into dancing. You have done it by fire, 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 fire.
Yes. Yes.
It is established.
Thank you.
The Holy Spirit has magnified Jesus. And the miracle is complete.
Amen.
To the glory and to the praise of your name, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Yes.
In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
My mom and me too.
Yeah, for your mom. Okay. You're going to lay hands on your mom, okay? The Bible declares that you lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. You shall lay hands on the sick and they shall be healed. So you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. When you read the book of James chapter 5, starting from verse 13, says, is anyone sick? Let him call for the elders of the church. You shall anoint them with oil, and the prayer of faith shall save their sick. These hands are healing hands.
Amen.
Father, right now we impart the fire of the Holy Spirit over these hands. She shall lay hands on her mother, and the impartation of the fire shall come upon the mother, and the mother shall be made whole. Right now we release fire, 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 fire into these hands now. Anoint these hands now. Fresh oil in these hands.
Hallelujah.
Fresh oil. Fresh oil.
Hallelujah.
This anointing shall be imparted and the miracle shall take place. In faith and by faith, you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. It is established. It is established. Thank you, Father. We impart this fire of the Holy Spirit into our life. Holy Spirit, work through her. Use her that she will know that she's a vessel unto honor. The untapped potential in our life right now is being tapped by the fire, fire, fire of the Holy Spirit. Go and lay hands, and the sick shall be healed. Right. Father, we speak to this arm. Ezekiel 37 says, Son of man, can these dry bones live? And he said, only you, Lord, you know it. So prophesy to these dry bones, and they shall live. We call forth from the four winds of the Spirit. We speak to the broken tissue, bruised tissue. We speak to this hand. Right now, receive your healing. Is there no balm in Gilead? The balm of Gilead, Jesus, is here.
Yes.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Be healed in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
You are healed, and the broken tissue right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Amen.
She goes in to get a toe taken off her right foot. And that other big toe, I cleaned up a little bit. So I just want to believe she's
Father, we stand in the name of Jesus. We speak to the toes to be healed in the name of Jesus. You have declared, Luke chapter 1, verse 37, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20. Now unto him who is able, who is able, who is able. Our God is able. Able to do exceeding and abundant. Above all that we ask. Above all that we think of. According to the power that is at work. Let the power of the Holy Spirit be at work. In these hands, O God. To lay hands on his wife. And Father, do a miracle. We pray, Father, that you anoint every doctor. That we only with excellence by the Holy Spirit will they attend to her. Father, right now, we release the fire of the Holy Spirit upon him to go lay hands on his wife and God complete the miracle. Receive the fire, fire, fire. Fire of the Holy Spirit now. The fire of the Holy Spirit fills you now. Miracles in these hands. Miracles through these hands. By fire, by fire, by fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes. It is established. It is done. The Bible says in John chapter 11, did I not say to you, only believe and you see the glory of the Lord? Only believe and you see the glory of the Lord. Only believe. It is established. Thank you, Jesus.